Broadcasting from the University of Windsor, you're tuned in to 99.1 CJAM FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. Your hosts, Big JD.
And I am Lippo.
He is.
Yes. How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
On this fine
Thursday
morning.
Got the Grady shirt on today?
Grady, yes. Awesome. Sweet. Band out of Austin, Texas.
Yeah. Cool shirt, too.
It's a bunch of skeletons.
Yeah, it is.
So what's going on with you, Grady?
Grady? Crazy Grady.
JD and Grady.
It's the JD and Grady show from the UK. Or is it Australia, mate?
One of those two.
Yeah. You remember Grady from Sanford and Son?
Yeah, he didn't have an Australian accent.
No, he didn't.
He had a
South, I loved Grady, man.
South LA.
What a great show. Sanford and Son. There's nothing like that on anymore.
No, there's not.
Man. Wow.
There's a lot of shows that there's nothing like that on anymore.
No.
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 Did you happen to watch the Grammys last Sunday?
I didn't watch.
You didn't watch them, no?
No.
But you listened to them.
I did. Yeah, I listened to it.
I didn't know the Grammys were broadcast on the radio.
Right now. I'm listening to it right now. Yeah, what's up with the Grammys? Adele's the big winner?
She won a bunch of stuff, yeah. But what a bunch of crap that is. It's just who has all the money. And
yeah, it's all politics and clicks and same old crap, honestly.
I was kind of disappointed.
That's why I don't even bother with it anymore.
I was disappointed that David Grohl and the Boys and Foo Fighters, are they in the click now?
Yeah, I guess so. They're that popular.
They're that popular. Yeah. In other words, they're that rich.
Actually, and quite honestly, I like the Foo Fighters. Don't get me wrong.
I love the Foo
Fighters. They've had some great songs, but was the last album all that? Really? I didn't think it was all that. Not like the stuff they've had, you know, through the years.
Well, that was the,
you know.
The last one was produced by Butch Vig, who produced.
Does that make them qualify for something?
And I'm just saying it was. He's a big famous producer. Produced Nevermind, one of the biggest albums of all time.
That's the kind of stuff it seems to be all about these days, though, and that's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
Not that these guys couldn't. Grohl probably couldn't produce it very well himself. You know what I mean?
No,
he could probably produce an awesome CD.
He did it in his garage, though.
Okay, but they had the guy come in, like type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
Grohl's Garage.
Grohl's
There's
Garage.
A name.
Yeah. Did you happen to see the Foo Fighter movie?
The show, Grohl's Garage?
No, it's called Back and Forth.
No, I didn't see the movie.
Foo Fighters Back and Forth. And basically, it leads right up until the time they recorded the last CD.
And where did it start?
It started in the bands that they were from.
Right, okay. Basically. Some Nirvana and whatever?
Yeah, and even before that. I can remember the name of the band that Grohl was in before he was in Nirvana.
But, oh, right, yeah.
Because there was another drummer before him, right?
Another drummer before him?
Yeah. There's another drummer before David Grohl was in Nirvana. I don't know what the name of the band was, but he was in some band of some kind. And then it just went through all the different personnel changes, which I was amazed how many personnel changes there actually was. And I was also didn't realize that Pat Smears, who was in the band The Germs, he also was a bigger part of Nirvana than I realized he was. I know he did the Unplugged thing, but I didn't realize he was basically the fourth member of Nirvana when Kurt Cobain died. A lot of interesting little tidbits in that movie. I'd recommend anybody picking up that DVD or going to check it out on Netflix, maybe.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, yeah, well, news. The Grammys is news. And we just talked about the Grammys, actually.
Yeah, that's okay. That's it. We're done. The Grammys happened last Sunday, and that's about it.
Okay. What do you got next?
Well, on a somewhat somber note, it looks like that the CAW is hopeful that they're going to get a pretty decent closure deal out of Caterpillar in their electromotive plant up there in London, which there was lots of protests and rallies and stuff to try to get those two together to talk and hammer out a contract. And it turned out Caterpillar wasn't, they weren't really planning on signing a contract. They just did that to get the results that they wanted. And their pocketbooks are much larger because of tax dollars that they got from Ontario government, and now they're out of here. They're gone building a new plant in the States somewhere, but apparently the CAW is somewhat hopeful that they're going to get a decent package out of them. I wanted to say that the CAW has threatened to occupy the plant if a severance package that substantially exceeds the minimum provincial standards, if that can't be reached, well, then they're going to be they're going to be going into the plant and preventing those people from taking their equipment out of there. Mm-hmm. So it's it looks hopeful, they said, and they just started talks about that yesterday. And in a little more cheery vein, but yet somewhat nostalgic, the Barn is apparently the last regular season of the Lancers hockey season. Game was just played this past weekend. And so that's the last regular season hockey game of any kind that's probably going to be played in there. And they're supposed to be making...
The market.
What kind of market?
Are they calling it? Is there going to be a special name for it? Is it just the winter market? Is it the market? What is it?
It's... I think they're going to put up a jewelry shop in there.
What?
I don't know.
It's a meat market.
It's a meat market. That's it. All cougars and 21-year-old men are going to be at the market where they used to play hockey. There's still some hockey that still can play there because they want to be in the playoffs and play some playoff hockey there. But the last regular season hockey game is played at the place they used to call the Border City Arena.
Not to be confused with Border City Radio.
Nothing. There's no confusion whatsoever.
Well, relatives of late pop icon Whitney Houston have reportedly been told by coroner officials that the singer died from what appears to be a combination of Xanax and other prescription drugs mixed with alcohol rather than drowning. So we don't know officially yet, though, I guess.
She could have took a whole bunch of Xanax.
It could take weeks before we actually find out what exactly happened, but she was found in the bathtub, so... Did she drown?
G.O.D. on purpose?
Who knows? I would have thought that she actually OD'd on purpose, but...
Well, maybe Michael Jackson's doctor OD'd her.
Today's show is on...
Dead musicians who met their fate way before their time was due.
Rockstar death!
That's a better way of putting it. It's not rock star, though. It's just musicians.
No, it's like everybody, sure. Yeah. So, including Florence Ballard from the Supremes.
Really?
Absolutely.
What, didn't she die of, like, she was overweight and she had a heart attack or something like that? No?
I will actually tell you. It was medical reasons. We know that, but yeah. I don't know the... She was 32 years old only.
Oh, no, then I'm sorry.
And we're going to talk about the...
Florence Ballard.
Yeah. You think of somebody else?
Yeah.
Florence Henderson?
No, the other Supreme.
Oh. Well, Florence Henderson, wasn't that from... The Brady Bunch? Alice?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, yeah. Florence Henderson was the mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who was Alice? She's still around. Who was Alice?
Yeah.
That was Sam's girlfriend. The butcher.
Right, yeah. The butcher. Is the butcher in the list? No. Some of these people, I'm not sure. Who's Johnny Ace?
He
doesn't even say who the band is here from the what we're looking at, but 25 years old, Suicide.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of that in this kind of business. Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers.
Right.
He died in a motorcycle accident. I'm not sure how old he was. 20-something, I'm
24.
Sure. 24 years 24 old. Probably years old. Regarded back.
1971.
Yeah. Back then, he was regarded as one of the best slide guitarists in that genre, for sure. He was inventing stuff as he was playing guitar, and he was one of the main reasons that the album Layla and Other Assorted Love Stories actually got finished, because that was just a big heroin drenched recording session. He walked in there and said, straighten up, you guys, let's get down to it.
Yep.
It's all we need is a bottle of Jack. We don't need all this heroin. And they recorded probably one of the more prolific albums of that time.
Let's see, who else is on the big list? The big list also contains Burt Burns. Producer Burt Burns died of a heart attack.
That's Homer Simpson's boss's son.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to leave him out. Mark and Tommy Bolin, brothers.
Were they brothers?
No, they were not.
I was going to say. I don't think so. No, do they spell their name the same?
Mark Bolin.
They don't spell their name the same.
No, no. One's Mark Bolin is B-O-L-A-N, and Tommy Bolin is L-I-N. And yeah. Tommy Bolin, of course, guitar player for Deep Purple after Ritchie Blackmore left.
The first time or the second time or what time?
He was the last guitarist anyway, really. You know what I mean? Until... later on, Deep Purple had, what's his name in
there? Steve Morse.
Steve Morse, yeah.
Really? So Tommy Bolin came, and then once he died, Steve Morse hopped in, which there was a
big I don't know if it was at that time, like...
Big hiatus.
I don't think there
was,
yeah.
But no, there was like Perfect Strangers. Ritchie Blackmore was on Perfect Strangers, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. So, yeah, he had come back. Well, Steve Morse was... Oh, right, okay, I see what you're saying. But I mean, there was that long time before Blackmore was back.
Yeah.
And they did that, and I think a couple of things, and then Steve Morse was in the band all the time. I'm probably still right now, right? I guess.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to keep track of now, and even their records, I mean, they don't even seem to be popular at all when they come out. It's like they're rare imports or something now.
Yeah,
like you don't even know the titles of them or exactly. No songs that are get airplay really or anything, which is all the more reason maybe to play it on here. T-Rex, Mark Bolin. And he died in a car accident while Bolin died of a drug overdose.
Yep. Mark Bolin, he was a pretty cool dude. He was the guy who went from an acoustic sort of dude, folky and like Donovan sort of kind of thing, and then he went into the rock vein. He was like a Bob Dylan sort of kind of guy.
Cliff Burton, that's a big tragic death. Bass player for Metallica.
Yeah.
Traffic accident, 25 years old. Young.
Those are young people, Ben.
Robert Calvert from Hawkwind.
Hawkwind,
in which Lemmy Kilminster was in from Motorhead.
Yeah.
Played bass and actually sang, and a few songs, and there are songs that became Motorhead songs. Karen Carpenter died of anorexia.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, how old was Karen Carpenter? 90, no. I was trying to find her here. 33 years old, anorexia. That's too bad. She was awesome.
Yep.
What a good singer. You would think that...
Eric Carr from Kiss.
Yep, Eric Carr from Kiss, yeah.
Who took Peter Criss's place after he left the band for a little while.
And then another guy named Eric Carmen was in that band, right? Playing drums. Eric Carr and then Eric Carmen. Am I right?
That doesn't sound familiar to me, no.
I'm trying to think of who Eric Carmen is then. Can't remember. Kurt Cobain, of course, member of the 27 Club, actually, which will... I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit, up and coming. Alan Collins, Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's a tragic loss.
But he
plane
died.
Crash.
He died in the plane crash?
Pneumonia.
Yeah, I was going to say, he
wasn't
survived.
Wasn't he part of the, okay.
Because he survived the Rosington.
Oh, is he the one that was in the wheelchair for the longest time?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. Yep.
And then he died of pneumonia.
Yeah, complications probably or something.
Wow, too bad. What was it, his problem, like this whole, while he was in the wheelchair and everything? Was that from the accident? Like, was he always in a wheelchair?
I want to say he got in another accident. Well, no, he wasn't even on the original plane that crashed.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not positive
really
about those
story.
Details.
Brian Connolly from Sweet.
Brian Connolly, really?
Yeah, 52, though. Heart attack.
So that's right. Later on. Pretty recently, I would imagine.
That was actually in... Look, what's the problem here? Craziness. 1997.
Okay.
Yeah. And just like almost to the day. A couple days ago would have been the anniversary of his death. Atomic Rooster. That's a cool band, man. Atomic Rooster.
I love
Atomic. And who was in that drummer? ELP drummer or something? Atomic Rooster? Didn't they have somebody from... who was that? Emerson, Lake, or Palmer?
It would be Palmer.
There you go.
Carl.
Yeah. Was he in Atomic Rooster or something?
I don't know that.
I want to say...
I know somebody famous was in there. And who's the crash guy from The Germs? Because we were just talking about The Germs.
Oh, we were, right. Yeah. 1980, 22 years old, suicide. And that is Darby Crash.
Jim Croce.
Yeah, right. Jim Croce, another tragic loss.
Great singer-songwriter.
Yeah, fantastic. It's hard to imagine what some of these guys would be doing if they were around today.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
We're talking about musician deaths on the show today. Happy topic.
No, it's not a pleasant, happy topic, but it seems that famous people, or not even famous, just people who get into that industry either because of lack of success or too much success or the inability
to time on their hands, possibly.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? You don't have anything else to do except have fun in whatever way you can find.
Well, no, you can play your instrument and get better at it.
I guess. And some do. A lot don't.
A lot don't. That's right. Some people just can't cope with the success that they have. And then, then there's the people who, like Alice Cooper readily admits, who's still alive today, by the way. he's not one of the people we're talking about.
He said
the reason that he became an alcoholic, and he was an alcoholic on beer. The only reason he became an alcoholic on beer is because he had nothing better to do. So once he did stop drinking beer for the second time, he took up golf. And now he's a
very nice
6 handicap. But anyway, back to the...
he's handicapped? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he has to have a handicap when he's golfing.
I want to talk about the 27 Club, occasionally known as Forever 27 Club, Club 27, or the Curse of 27.
Oh, 27 Club. I thought that was the police on Willett Avenue.
No, it's not.
27 Willett Avenue.
We're going to be talking about that later. I mean, no, we're not. So this is... regards all the popular musicians who died at the age of 27. It's pretty wild that there are so many that died at that age, such as blues singer Robert Johnson, Brian Jones from
Stones,
the Stones, and Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse is apparently now a member of this 27 Club.
Good for her.
Although some people don't like to consider her a member of the club.
But it seemed like everybody you mentioned had a J in their name.
Yeah, except Jones, Amy Winehouse, Janis. Well, maybe she had a middle name.
No, you're right. Never thought of that.
And okay. and the I in Winehouse is the letter before J. So, you know.
What?
But no, not everybody did. But there's some people here, I'm not sure. Who's Nat Jaffe or Jaffe?
Nat Jaffe.
You know who Nat Jaffe is? Swing jazz pianist.
Pianist, yes.
And we have listed other days over 27 they are. Let's see who else we got in here that's...
Ronnie Pigpen McKernan.
A lot of them that aren't all that well known, or at least for some of the people that I know, like D. Boone. Who's D. Boone? Van Accident. Guitarist, lead singer of the punk band The Minutemen. Okay. Definitely know who The Minutemen are, but didn't really know the guy.
I know there's
but those famous ones.
There's some Minutemen here incredible. At the CGM vault.
Richard Turner, cardiac arrest. Trumpet player and collaborator with Friendly Fires. Do you know who that is? I don't even know who that is, really.
No, never heard of it. Never heard of it.
I guess if you pull at straws to find 27-year-old musician deaths, you're going to find some.
Sure. Yeah.
I bet if you look hard enough, you can find another club. The 56-year-olds.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Rodrigo Bueno died from a car accident. And that's... what? You know who that is? The Quarteto? The Quartet of some kind. 27 years old. Freaky Ta, murdered. That's a rapper, member of hip hop group Lost Boys. Fat Pat.
Probably another rapper.
Murdered rapper.
Yeah.
Screwed Up Click.
That was the name of his band, Screwed Up Click.
Yeah. It's not something I knew, that.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Oh, yeah, it's something definitely special for you today. It's Vanilla Ice, Rock Star Party.
Yeah, we're in Vegas, baby. Where the party at? It's in the hotel, in the hotel. Rock Star Party in the hotel. Blazing fastback, equipped with 6 gears. Fresh off the leer, my house is 3 tiers. Eastwood, the track, DJ, be bumping fear. Well, I'm a man, ain't no need for you to steer. And when I got it, I can see it real clear. I'm lounging on the pier with a case of cold beer. A few naked goods and a spears here. All dressed in sheer, man, my slip is cashmere. Yeah, we in Vegas, Vegas. Rockstar party in Vegas. I'm in Vegas.
does. This is my gear. Now get that through your ear. Yeah, I'm right here. A whipping engineer. A frontline soldier, but you came in through the rear. Mustado avocado with my tuna's pants seared. Internet groupies yell my name, they try to smear. I appear. Gangster mode, and then disappear. I'm rolling Rainier. And everything I spit guaranteed will premiere. Yeah, we Vegas, Vegas. Rockstar party in Vegas. Get crunk with it, get crunk, get crunk, get crunk with it. Woo, woo, what, woo, woo, what, woo, woo, what, woo, woo, what. Yeah, I'm in Vegas. Hey, hey, hey. Rockstar party hey, in Vegas. Hey, hey.
With Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
All right, on Tech Today, what are we talking about? We're talking about SpaceX.
I love space.
SpaceX, based in Hawthorne, California, is now targeting late April for the possible launch of its Falcon 9 rocket and Dragon capsule from here to the space station, which has been without a U.S.-based supply line since the shuttles were retired in the summer.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's a private space transportation company. And they're working towards that late April launch of its Dragon capsule to the International Space Station.
Yeah, the SpaceX.
There's a lot of traffic going on up there, though. They may not be able to launch at that time because of the Russians are back and forth and dropping people off and picking people up. And they had that issue going on. Did you know anything about the particular thing that they had circling up there and orbiting that was supposedly on some kind of mission but wasn't really on the mission or they thought it was supposed to be on? And I don't know what the deal is or whatever.
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Something odd went on.
But the SpaceX, that originally started as like a project to get private corporations together to find alternatives to get man up in space. So they asked all these companies to get together, and there was a big prize, like a $10 million prize.
T-shirt.
No, it was something a little more expensive than a T-shirt. It was cash, I'm almost positive. So maybe this is the culmination of that. But
NASA's involved with all this, to whatever degree.
I think it all has to, under the auspices. I like that word, auspices. I think it's under NASA's auspices. And
wait, can you back up and explain auspices? I like the backup. Explain the backup.
Well, the toilet didn't work, and I went to flush it, and it's a mess.
NASA says SpaceX, the SpaceX demonstration mission could proceed with only three crew members instead of six, blah, 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 blah. But NASA, what's NASA's in on all this? NASA says,
well,
like it's all like NASA's all in on this. Like, then why isn't NASA doing all this stuff? You know what I mean?
They don't have the money.
Well, this other place does. Why don't they give it to NASA? Because they're already equipped with everything and ready to
rock.
It's
not NASA. It's NASA.
I know, but I like saying NASA.
Well, that's a place in the Bahamas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
well, it's a city, and I don't know, it could be a village for all I know. But I think the reason that NASA has to be involved is of the security reasons, because the Americans want to know, if you're putting something up in space, we want to know exactly what it is, and we're going to tell you what it is that you can put up there. Because you, once you're up there, you can see us. And we already can see everything as it is, but we don't want you infiltrating on our you know, our IP and stuff like that. So they have to have a tight rein over what's going on in space, because that is the next frontier.
Ooh, yeah. Drag Star Trek into that without us even being aware.
I watched an episode of that last night.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Old school Star Trek?
William Shatner.
It's the best, yep. Isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. It's amazing how much money they put into the sets, even. I was like, wow, this must have been like one of the later ones, because it was like a pretty decent set that they had going on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, there's people behind those sliding doors opening them.
Yep, I do.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yep. And it was one where the woman could make herself into anybody she wanted to. So she was making herself into people who were already on the ship. Mm-hmm. So you get that awesome effect, eh? where someone turns into somebody else. Yeah. You could hardly
awesome
even tell.
Effect, I don't know. on the show today, we've been talking about musician deaths, and there are so many of them. We'll never get through a big list here, but we can tell you that Paul Hackman from Helix and Pete Ham from Badfinger and let's see, who have Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Canned Heat. You know, so many people actually that we've lost, you know, famous or
Nicky
big
Hopkins.
Bands that we know and listen to all the time and don't realize. Half the time, I think people don't realize that some of these people are gone. A Village People guy, Glenn Hughes. Not to be confused with Glenn Hughes.
Yeah, I was going to say Glenn Hughes. Well,
of course, Hutchins from INXS.
Right.
That was a pretty tragic loss, I guess.
That's for sure.
Chicago, the rock / glam metal band Slaughter. Somebody, which is Tim Kelly. And what did he do in that band? In 98, he died from a car accident, 34 years old. A lot of them die, like, if they, you know, it wasn't directly necessarily related to, like, drug or overdose or alcohol, but from drinking and driving.
Drinking and driving, exactly.
Yeah. Free, Paul Kossoff.
Paul Kossoff.
Big loss there.
Yeah. That wasn't the thing that broke Free up, though, was it?
No, because Rogers was gone while he was still around, and he did some solo stuff in that, whatever, but no. Because he's got some solo albums that were really, really good.
Sure. And of course, John Lennon.
John Lennon, of course, yeah. Beatles. And then another Beatle, Harrison.
George Harrison, yes. He died like of an old age type thing, though. So, not to say that he was all that old, but that was another good thing that happened at the Grammys last night, just to bring it back up, that Paul McCartney at the end did the song The End at the end of the Grammys.
Oh, very nice.
And Joe Walsh and Bruce Springsteen showed up. And maybe we'll be talking about all those people next year.
Freddie Mercury from Queen, that was a big loss.
Yep.
Keith Moon from The Who, of course. Velvet Underground, New York Dolls, Elton John band, D. Murray.
Oh, D. Murray, yeah. Harry Nilsson,
yeah.
Yeah.
Allman Brothers again, Barry Oakley.
Roy Orbison,
yeah. Lawrence Payton from the Four Tops.
John Pinoza from Styx.
John Phillips from the Mamas and Papas, as well as Big Mama Cass.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
Let's see. Can we find a good rock star quote? I think that we can. Let's do this from Bob Dylan. A hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom. Let's look into that a little.
A hero is someone who understands the responsibility that that comes with his freedom. So there's a certain amount of freedom that you're afforded when you're a hero? Is that what you're saying?
That sounds a little bit odd, doesn't it? Sort of.
Sure
like
does.
That's something that you really have to dig deep into. A hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom. Maybe that's, it means all people though. He understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom.
Yes.
Like all people have freedom to some degree, but he's one who really understands that responsibility.
Yes, and too bad that the people in power don't understand the power or the responsibility.
Don't get us started on that again. That's a whole other show.
And we've already done many aspects of that.
I guess we have, yeah. But we have through the years and not so much here. I mean, it comes up from time to time, though, doesn't it? But we could do a conspiracy show.
We didn't do a conspiracy show?
We did a conspiracy on the Jabbercast a long, long time ago. So it could very well be time to do another conspiracy show, possibly.
All right, I'm up for it.
There's always a lot of them. Are there new conspiracies, though?
There's always going to be new conspiracy. If you go to see what's his name, Jones. George Jones? No.
Oh, I've been jonesing for Jones. And jonesing for a Jones. The pop. Jones.
Jones the pop.
Soda.
Yeah, soda pop.
Soda
yes.
company.
Exactly.
Hey, what about, I think we've talked about this before. Or you might have brought this up on a show before when, you know, we've done the website seeing type stuff. Snopes.
What about
the
Snopes?
The website Snopes? A lot of pretty crazy stuff on there.
Okay. Is that Snopes.com?
Yeah, Snopes.com. People can check that out. But that'd be something to look at for something in to do a show on, because there's a lot. Snopes is all about, I think, truths and myths about a lot of different things.
Okay. Let's check it out.
We'll check that out. Anyway, we got a split.
All right.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.